Okay, we are so glad you have made it a point to be with us this weekend, as it is time to shift gears. We're going to talk some college football. The 2014 National Signing Day, it is quickly approaching. It's going to be Wednesday, February 5th, and a great deal of anticipation. I know I personally am very excited about some of the up-and-coming talent. But right now, we want to focus our attention on the Big Ten Conference and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Very good news for Buckeye fans, as your star quarterback Braxton Miller has decided he will return to the Buckeyes for his senior season. Had an impressive year. So joining us tonight at YSR, the Quicken Loans Studios, right here in Houston, Texas, a sports writer with the Columbus Dispatch. He also is the author of his brand new book that's just been released, Buckeye Rebirth, Urban Meyer, an Inspired Team, and a New Era at Ohio State. Bill Rabinowitz, it's great to have you with us at Yahoo Sports Radio this weekend.
Nice to join you, Alyssa.
Well, Bill, before we highlight your new book, and we also want to do a recap on the 2013 season, let's start with the good news. Let's start with the positives, because for the Buckeyes, I just mentioned the announcement of Braxton Miller, he returning for his senior season. He knows and he realizes he has unfinished business, and he wants to help his team win that Big Ten championship next year, right?
Yeah, no question. He's had a remarkable career. He already holds a bunch of Ohio State records. By the time he's done, he'll probably have most of them for quarterbacks. But he's never won a Big Ten championship. The 2012 season, obviously, they couldn't play for it. And then last year, they lost to Michigan State. And so there is definitely unfinished business. He obviously has some work to do in terms of refining his skills as a quarterback. And I think he made the right decision by coming back. I had heard he probably would have been a mid to late round pick if he had gone into the pros. I think now he has a real chance, if he can show certain things, that he could really be one of the elite players in the draft next year.
Bill, was there any doubt that he might not return and that he would go ahead and declare himself eligible for the NFL draft?
Well, there was some. I mean, I think most people thought if he listened to what the experts were saying, if he listened to what Urban Meyer was saying, he would come back, because there was a lot of refining he had to do. But the lure of that money is hard. You know, the kids, they grow up wanting to play in the NFL.
Sure.
And it's easy for them to say, well, it's within reach. Let's just go for it now. And there's also the fear of injury. I mean, Braxton Miller took a pounding this year, as he did last year, running quarterbacks do. And so I think there was genuine concern on his part about the pounding he has taken. And that weighed into it, but I think he did make the right decision.
Well, he certainly did take a pounding in that game against Clemson. We'll get that into that here momentarily. But, you know, Braxton Miller, the thing I appreciate about him, he realizes that he can continue to improve as a quarterback in many different aspects of his game. When you evaluate him, Bill, I mean, where does his focus need to be in the offseason and his strategy to get better?
Well, I think there are two big things. One is he's got to be quicker with his progressions. He was better at that this year, and he has made dramatic strides from when he was a freshman and was thrown in there after Terrell Pryor left and was completely overmatched. So he's got to be quicker with his progressions. He's got to be more accurate, and that comes with having more sound fundamentals. His fundamentals got a lot better this year, but his footwork still is a little shaky at times. He's got a very good arm. He's obviously a fantastic runner. But if he can show that he can go boom, boom, boom with his progressions and the fundamentals are sound with every throw, then I think that he's going to put himself in a pretty good position for next year.
We are talking about the Ohio State Buckeyes with Bill Rabinowitz, who has just released his brand new book. We're going to talk about that here in a moment, Buckeye Rebirth. But right now, our focus is on Braxton Miller, the fact that he has declared that he is coming back. What do you say? We were just talking about the areas perhaps that he needs to improve upon in the offseason. But what is the most impressive aspect of his game? I'm thinking, let me just kind of lead you here. I'm thinking of the intangibles, his ability to lead his team.
He's gotten a lot better at that. When he was a freshman, he was very reluctant to kind of take charge in the huddle. He's a quiet guy by nature, but he's gotten better at that. There's no question. There have been times when he has kind of been that fiery leader they've needed him to be. It doesn't necessarily come naturally. The open, he's not a John Elway type, a Dan Marino type. He's just not that kind of guy. But he is his teammates really do like him. They really respect him. He's a very humble guy. He's a tough guy. He took a pounding in that Orange Bowl game and kept coming back for more. And so there are a lot of things to really like about Braxton Miller. And he's a likable guy. He's just not a me guy. He's not a guy who, unfortunately for us, doesn't necessarily court the media. He's certainly cordial with us, but he's not a guy who particularly enjoys that part of it. He just kind of likes to be down low, as he would probably put it.
You know, Bill, you mentioned the game against Clemson. He was sacked 4 times. He endured some big hits, but he really showed his resiliency, and he is as tough as a boot.
Yeah, and he did that all year. And he missed three games with a sprained knee early in the season, and that pretty much killed his Heisman hopes. If he had played those three games, I think he certainly would have made it the trip to New York. I don't think he would have beaten out Jameis Winston, but he would have put up good enough numbers for him to get to New York. And I think that next year he will enter the season along with Marcus Mariota as probably the Heisman favorite.
Absolutely, because when you look at some of the Heisman favorites, Florida State, Jameis Winston, and Auburn's Nick Marshall.
Of course.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very exciting when we look ahead to the 2014 season. Hey, Bill, stick with us. We're going to step aside. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We also want to invite all of our listeners tonight to join me at Twitter at eRadioSports, and we will be right back with sports writer Bill Rabinowitz, and we're going to talk about his brand new book that's just been released, Buckeye Rebirth, here in just a moment at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.